What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. This is the Ash Said It Show. I'm your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all the love and support way back from 2014 till now. Over 1,700 episodes, 500,000 streams worldwide and growing. None of this is possible without you guys, so I thank you so very much. Now, today is a pretty awesome day. We get to talk to another amazing founder and CEO. And this gentleman is the founder and operating officer of the Honest Marijuana Company. Anthony, how are you today?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty awesome. Now, Anthony, you're out in Colorado, correct? Are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in just outside of Steamboat Springs, a little town called Oak Creek.
Oak Creek. Okay, cool names. So, Anthony, first to start things off, what piqued your interest to start this type of company?
When I first moved to Colorado in 2008, I was an enthusiast as a teenager. I moved out here when I was 18, and at the time, just the medical program was available, and I got my medical card at the time as a way to have safe access to cannabis and also, you know, not be arrested for having it. And, like, New Jersey, where I'm from, is like a police state with cannabis, or it used to be. It's not anymore. But, you know, I wanted safe access. I got my medical card. I began growing under the medical program for my own pain relief from sports injuries and stuff like that. And that's really the beginning of it.
Gotcha, gotcha. So as you had the idea to start this company, to start this brand, what was the first major roadblock for you? What was the first thing that popped up that you're like, you know what, this is crazy. I can't believe this is happening.
You know, when I first started growing, like I said, in the medical program, you were allowed to sell cannabis as a home grower directly to dispensaries, which was the good old days, because you could just take any extra medicine you had. The medical places could buy it from you, and that was simple simple business. Mm-hmm. And as things got more legalized and the rec market came about, it became, you know, there's obviously a hefty licensing process, fees and security and taxes, and larger facility and things that you need to kind of really be legitimate in the industry. And I didn't have any money. So I was just kind of talking to family members, people I knew who, you know, thought they were investors maybe or were interested in the industry as well. And, you know, at the time I was growing, so I had some things to show people. And I just met the right people to help facilitate the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I think the hardest thing for a young cannabis grower is, you know, to start your own company, you need a tremendous amount of funds.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you're growing for someone else, for a large company, which is not what I wanted to do.
Right.
So, you know, that was the roadblock, really. It was finding somebody who, at the time, everyone was interested in getting into the industry. I know a lot of people are now, too. It's just become a little harder and more capital required as the industry has gotten more developed. You know, that was it. That was the hard one. Finding somebody like-minded, also who wanted to invest in the organic boutique approach. Definitely a 1 in a million opportunity to be able to go just start your own facility like I was able to.
Yeah, wow. That is pretty awesome. So what would you say are some of the common misconceptions when it comes to marijuana?
Common misconceptions. I think, in, you know, modern times, people are more aware than ever about cannabis and all its effects and uses. And I don't know, you know, common misses are. I mean, I think a lot of the stigmas and all and stuff that have been put out there have kind of been squashed.
Yeah.
We all know now that alcohol is more dangerous than cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
It's more addictive. More people do violent, bad things on alcohol than cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets high on weed and shoots up a place or beats
right.
their girlfriend for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
cannabis, pretty safe alternative to just about any drug out there.
Yeah.
I think what's confusing to me still is why we don't have federal legalization.
Mm.
And I think one misconception about cannabis is that it's all natural and it's all organic.
Mm.
Because like the grocery store, there's a distinction between organic produce and non-organic produce.
Yeah.
And right now, there isn't that distinction on the shelf at the dispensary.
Mm.
A lot of the stores' names are called Natural Healing or Natural Mystic or Natural This, but they're grown with chemical fertilizer, salt, in mediums that can't be broken down and sit in landfill for the end of time. So cannabis right now is a really environmentally hazardous industry, especially in the commercial side of things. So I think there's one major misconception that all cannabis is natural and organic.
Gotcha.
And good for the environment and you.
Yeah, you got to look, you got to check those labels, you got to do your research on these companies, you know, before you invest and, you know, you spend all kinds of money on products that may not be safe. So you definitely got to do your own little research with that stuff. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that. But now let's go into, for people that do not smoke, they're not smokers, they're not into hookahs and all that other stuff. Weed candy, that seems to have been picking up in the last, I don't know, maybe the last decade or so. I've started to see more and more weed-type products, THC products on the market. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits of weed candy versus, I guess, traditional marijuana.
Edibles, chocolate, gummy bears are probably the two most popular, chocolate and gummy bears, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think it's like those are the number one items on the edible side in the marketplace for sure. I think, obviously, you know, my dad used to ground me, give me gentle reminders on why I shouldn't smoke cannabis. Now he makes me send him gummies in the mail. You know, in the past, it was like should be that way for young people.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, to your point, over the last 10 years, gummies are popular. Old people like them, young people like them, everybody likes them. The only thing I would say is, they're made from distillate, which is a type of cannabis concentrate, which has very little or no, like, terpenes or other molecules which occur in cannabis which add to the effect.
Right.
The way they make gummies are with this, what's called, like, the moonshine of cannabis, which is distillate, and it's basically, they strip all the other plant terpenes and cannabinoids except for THC so they can get this really consistent dosage. But THC by itself is a bad drug, in my opinion. And so that's why sometimes you hear crazy stories. People ate too much. It took a while to kick in, and then their whole world was turned upside down type of stuff. Because when you eat THC, it turns in actually to a different compound in your body. So it can have really strong effects. That's why you're supposed to eat a little bit, you know, see how it feels. And then keep going. And a lot of people are old pros of that process by now, or they just know how many milligrams are good for them. There are some companies out there now putting out full spectrum gummies and edibles, which basically means that they're using a whole plant oil rather than just the distillate. So, you know, you can look for different stuff like that in the storefronts. But, you know, overall, there's so many options for edibles nowadays and different chocolate bars that are mixing with THC and other compounds, which they're saying is a sleep aid. So they're putting, you know, ginkgo biloba and ginseng and valerian root into the chocolate with the THC as a as kind of a suggested sleep aid and stuff like that. So that market is diverse at this point. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in Colorado as far as that's concerned.
Okay, well, hopefully in the next year or so, the rest of the country will pick up. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I think 47 states right now have cannabis programs of some kind.
Right.
With only maybe 15 or 17, I think, who are recreational. And, you know, it's only going to go one way. But I thought the last administration was going to do it.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And we'll see. Because, you know, our current administration had the opportunity to go full rec in D.C., and they have not, which I don't know why.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting couple of years. I'll tell you that much. But, so Anthony, in case anyone wants to get in contact with you and really just kind of, you know, shoot their shot with different ideas or questions that they may have about the industry or about your company, how do they need to reach out to you?
HonestMarijuana.com is our website. Instagram recently deleted us, so it's hard to find us on there. HonestMarijuana.com, you can send an email to info@HonestMarijuana. Happy to answer anybody's questions.
Perfection. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you beyond words. And we certainly look forward to seeing what the future brings you guys in 2022. So we definitely pushing forward for that. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.